Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing, 2024. God actually is the example of the art of the blessing. He's actually how to do it. He's the how to do these things. And we're so fortunate that we have that. And we're so fortunate that we see the benefit of what we do on Wednesday mornings. Because many people in the world, they have a lot of blessings. They have a lot of miracles, which I'm going to talk about. And they pick and choose. They pick and choose. That's not so good. They pick and choose. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing, 2024. Let's make the difference between a blessing and a miracle. I had to do that for myself, so this is where I am with it. A blessing is the information God gives regarding a miracle, sort of the manual instruction booklet for said miracle. I say it again. For me, I had to come up with a blessing or a miracle. What's the difference? They seem the same. I don't know. A blessing for me is the information God gives regarding a miracle, sort of the manual, the instruction book for the miracle. And a miracle is an amazing thing, and I had nothing to do with it. Children, my company, spouse, these are miracles I had nothing to do with. I didn't go to the children's shop and pick one. God gave that to me. My company, he gave it to me. Spouse gave it to me. These are miracles. I didn't have anything to do with that. But once I had them, I needed instructions on how to proceed. What the heck do I do with this? You see, a miracle is a divine gift from a divine God. I'm not a divine being. I don't know how to use these miracles. So guess what? That's to be expected. He sends instructions in each blessing. Like a little envelope, a blessing today, a little envelope. He teaches me how to run my business, handle myself, study, pray. He directs my day and teaches me to listen. These are all blessings. How I handle those blessings is the nature of 39, The Art of the Blessing, 2024. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Oh my goodness, that's some good information, isn't it? Apply yourself. And how you apply yourself, how much you apply yourself, will be measured back to you. As you know, you can't outgive God, right? But dig that scripture. Give and it will be given to you. Give and it will be given to you. Give. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. Kind of like when you make a juicer. But you just push it together, you juice the juicer, and it just spills over with wonderful orange, pineapple, bananas, strawberries, juice. It'll be poured out into your lap, running over. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Yeah, man. And how you use that, you use it a lot will be given to you. Like a beautiful painting. I'm personally painting on a blank canvas with brush strokes and paint provided by the master. The art of the blessing. How do I then paint my blessing for the rest of the world to see? How do I then paint my blessing for the rest of the world to see? How do I use the blessings in art? How do I make them beautiful? Something as simple as an email. How do I write my emails? Grammar, perfect. Lead, teach, and inspire the recipient with right, correct language, even though it might be a tough subject or complicated. Do I reread and edit for better presentation? Follow up with a text, email, or a phone call to support the direction given? Luke 16:10, whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and whoever is unrighteous in very little is also unrighteous in much. Do you give every little thing beautiful? Do you give everything he's allowed you to do today, do you give it your best beautiful? A carefully orchestrated presentation and the blessings provided. Artistic, creative, and beautiful, keeping in order the miracle God has given, guided in detail by the Holy Spirit. Do you pay attention to your chores like this? Deuteronomy 30, 11, 14, this command I'm giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it's not beyond your reach. Verse 12 says, it's not kept in heaven so distant that you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? 13 says, it's not kept beyond the sea so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? 14 says, no, the message is very close at hand. It's on your lips and it's in your heart so that you can obey it. Art is a beautiful way to display what the Lord is doing with me. My notes, crafted perfectly on the page. The office, house, chores, financials, reports, absolutely anything I do, do with expertise, a sense of workmanship, craftsmanship, art. Philippians 2, 14, 15. Do everything without grumbling and arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. Isn't that where we're at right now, huh? Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. The art of the blessing, how you do things, how you look to people when you're how beautiful you can make something that God gave you is just a chore. Just a chore. How beautiful can you make that? Well, sometimes it's impossible. After all that, right? Sometimes it's just impossible. It's just impossible. I understand. And so did Jesus. Everything's in Scripture. Jesus understands sometimes it's just impossible to make something beautiful, isn't it? People just aren't going to let you make it beautiful. Try as he might on a day, Jesus, try as he might to teach and love others, wrap the message up in a wonderful teaching. Some days, the Messiah had a rough go of it, didn't he? One day he dropped by the temple. The temple, place of worship, the Lord. Instead of a holy place, he found the whole place full of vendors. Kind of like the swap meet on Saturday morning at the drive-in theater parking lot, right? Not a good day for Jesus or the vendors. Matthew 21, 12 to 17. Jesus went into the temple courtyard and threw out everyone who was buying and selling there. He overturned the money changer tables and the chairs of those who sold pigeons. He told them, Scripture says, my house will be called a house of prayer. But you're turning it into a gathering place for thieves. You see, even Jesus has a rough time with the art of the blessing sometimes. But you knew that. This wasn't the only time. There are many. The lesson for 39 is that the Messiah went right back to work. The lesson in 39, the Messiah went right back to work, exhibiting blessings of instruction and miracles, things that people couldn't do themselves. Matthew 21, 14, the blind and the lame came to him at the temple and he healed them. After all that, people came up to him and he went right back to work, making it beautiful, baby. Making it beautiful, the art of the blessing. Like what? 30 AD. 31 AD, right? That's a long time ago, man. This is 2024 AD, right? And like Jesus, we need to do the same. Go back to work and make it look easy, giving all the glory to God. Artful. Artful is found in the handling of every single situation, no matter what the challenge. No matter what the challenge, no matter how hard it is. Isaiah 43, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Hey, even with that said, there is challenges, right? The testing of your faith. All that is true. Walk through the fire, you will not be turned. The rivers, they will not sweep over you, but your faith will be tested, kids. You will come against great opposition. How do you possibly have good cheer, the art of the blessing, You have good cheer with all of that stuff. Scripture. Remember Scripture. Romans 8:33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? You see what that says right there? Who is he who condemns? He's like saying, who out there, who thinks they can condemn one of mine? Huh? Who's out there bringing a charge against God's elect? Who? These are my people. It is God who justifies. Who is these people that thinks they can condemn? Who is this? And then he goes on to say, it is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. That one little line in there in 34, who is he? Who is he who condemns? Boy, that's a smart comment. That's a biter. He's saying there isn't anybody. Who do you think you are? Scripture tells you that there's nobody who can come against you and make it stick. Nobody can come against you and make it stick. God has you. Justified. In 33, it says, God who justifies. Justifies, what's justify? God has you justified to be acquitted, vindicated, having all record, convictions, guilt, and shame expunged. That's more than enough reason for me to desperately try and make beautiful each step of the Lord's work on my list today. Psalm 23, 1 through 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh yeah, bring it home, baby. The art of the blessing is my style, right? It's my style, how I do things. Panache is a word that comes to mind. My example, maybe of a relationship, how I roll with people, places and things that the Lord has seen fit to give me, how I handle the miracles God gave me for his glory, not mine. Not mine. He gave me all this stuff for his glory. But man, I get to ride on the coattails of the king, don't I? Oh, wow, what if I do it wrong? Oh, what if I do it wrong? What if I do it wrong, Lord? Hey, he knows I'm trying. He knows you're trying. Revelation 3:8, I know your works. Because you have limited strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Look, I have placed before you an open door that no one is able to close. No one is able to close. He knows I have limited strength, but I'm trying, man. I'm throwing it out there. But he says here, you've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. So I place before you an open door that no one is able to close. Oh, wow, right? So, you think I can do my chores in a beautiful way? How do I copy notes? Are they legible, usable? Do I take notes? How do I complete paperwork necessary to keep my business in order? Is it beautiful? Hey, listen, man, accounting ledgers can be incredibly, brilliantly beautiful. Is my language with others perfectly suited to the conversation without foolishness or nonsense? Careful to place perfectly every word and examine every tone as to lead, teach, and inspire. Do I give time to all the gifts? Do I give time? Time. Do I give all the gifts that he gave me? Do I give time? Some can paint, play an instrument, poetry, build, woodworking, all these things in addition to the gifts of business, sales, marketing, and a solid, stellar day's work. Do I do them all? Or have I kind of decided what's important and what needs to be cut? What's important and the rest of it I need to cut. Don't cut anything. Use it. Learning, honor, goodness, love, humility, knowledge, and wisdom. All wrapped up in a day for him. By him. Guy told me one time, he said, hey, you know, back when I was getting started, he said, I used to play guitar when I was a kid, but I set it down. And I told him, the only way that I will help you and your company is if you go buy a guitar, a Les Paul guitar and a Marshall amp, and you begin to play again. Did he do it? He did. Do I still talk to him about it today? I do. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, oh, here's the big one. Unless, of course, you fail the test. Oh, who wants to do that? Don't fail the test. Use the information. Blessings are information for the miracles in your life. The blessing he has laid out in front of you to handle the miracle of your life. With what he's given, create brilliance in your efforts. 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, brothers, make every effort to confirm your calling and election, because if you do these things, you will never stumble. Whatever he has given you, do it. I don't care if it's a crayon. I don't care if it's a coloring book. He made you a great colorer. Color. Do your job. Do your marketing. Do your work. Do your day. But do it with beautiful. Present everything God has given to you beautifully. The Bema Seat of Christ comes to mind. We don't really talk about that too much. It happens at the rapture. On your way to heaven, woo! On your way to heaven, there's a little short stop right there in front of the Messiah. A little short stop right there called the Bema Seat. On your way to heaven. You're going to heaven, but there's a little stop right there. Little stop to assess. Jesus takes a little assessment here on what each believer, each one, what each believer has done with the gifts of redemption. The yield, if you will. Oh, yeah. You're going to heaven, but there's going to be a little stop there. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Yeah, he's going to take a look at what you did. And you want to be able to say, thank you. Here, thank you, Father. For, thank you, Jesus, for what I, thank you. Thank you. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what we have done, whether good or bad. He's going to take a look at what you did. Don't you want him to say, good and faithful service? Well done, good and faithful servant. I consider that when I wake up in the morning. Every day I get to decide whether or not I am a man of God or a jerk. Oh yeah, every day I get to decide that. Whether I'm a man of God or a jerk. It's up to me. And by the way, even if I choose man, some days I get a B minus, some days I get a C plus, some days I fail. In God, the blood of Christ, I get another shot the next day and I try again, remembering 39, the art of the blessing. It's like Christmas for God every day. Wouldn't you like to do that? Christmas for God every day. Think about something. Think about this. Think about this. Isn't it fun to wrap the gifts for your kids on that Christmas morning? Isn't it fun? You know what they want. You've done everything possible to get that gift, to get that toy, and put it in a beautiful box with splendid wrapping and a bow. This is for Junior from Santa Claus. And you just love it. Think of doing that for Christ. He has taught each of us how to use the blessing of knowledge, the Holy Spirit, the Word. How to create from the palette of colors handed to you by heaven to create the art of the blessing in every chore that you do. Exodus 31:3 through 15. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Oh yeah, dig it, man. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing 2024 is the gift you have for him. The gift that you have for him every day, wrapped in a beautiful box, beautiful paper, and a beautiful bow. And is exactly what God wanted from you. How exciting to watch him open your gift. What a great way to start a day. What a great way to start a day. By the way, you want to know what you are to him? You want to know why Jesus did this for you? Do you want to know what God thinks of you? Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. You, to the praise of his glory, all for his glory. He made you, and he gave you your life. You are made of God's brilliance by God himself. Pretty cool, right? Give it back, man. All you got, give it back. Better than your best. Do for him, man, from the gifts you've received. Give it back, man. Amen, amen. Chapter 39, the art of the blessings. And that's not all. In just a few minutes, maybe I'll share a little something else. John, let's have a prayer and some comments. I had told John, he said, hey, I write poetry. That was a long time ago. And this is a construction guy, right? John's a big guy, man. He's six something, and he's a construction guy. He told me, hey, I write poetry. I said, in the Lord, you got to write poetry. So he did. He wrote his wife some poetry, wrote some things, and it was good. It was good. And last night about sometime, chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing, I go, you know, you need to write something. You know, he said, I said to him one day, well, you say you're a construction guy. God says you're a poet. Who are you to argue the point? And he laughed. And today he wrote this to all of us. 2024, the art of the blessing. A blessing given, a gift bestowed. So much forgiven, yet where to go? How can I give to one as you who spent it all for one who blew it on his way to the ball? So many yearn, so many lines, yet where do I turn to give on return? Eye to the light where Satan ain't. His grant, the image, saint. In the darkest times, kids, God sends the light. That was a little poem from John Durst, a construction man. A man who builds things with his hands, big things. With a big crew, wrote a little poem for you this morning. His grant, the image saint. That means in the darkest times, kids, what did God do? He makes you a saint. Unbelievable. The least we can do is give back everything we got. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing, 2024. Wow. Wow.